Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be able to share Divrei Torah with you tonight. Let me share my screen with you. Since this week is Thanksgiving, I thought we'd talk a bit about a bracha that relates to giving thanks, and that's, of course, Birchas HaGomel. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim and Siman Reish Yutes in Source 1 quotes the following halacha from the Gemara. Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. There are four individuals who have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yardei Hayom Kisha'olu Mimena. Those who travel across the ocean when they come back to port. V'holchei Midbaros Kshiagiu LeYishuv. And those who travel across the Midbar, the desert, the wilderness, when they come back to a populated area. U'mishay Yacholev V'nisrapei, someone who is ill, who was cured from his illness. U'mishay Yachavish Beveis Asurim V'yotza, someone who was jailed, who was in prison, who was released from jail. Ma Mevarech, what does he make a bracha? What's the nusach bracha? Apparently the Shulchan Aruch understands that these four individuals have to make a bracha. So what bracha is that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, HaGomel HaChayavim Tovo Shegmalani Kol Tov. The bracha that we're familiar with, Birchas HaGomel. That they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they thank Hashem for the Tovos, for the kindness that He does, even to Chayavim, even to the people who are Chayav, who really don't deserve it. This is the basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that there are four individuals who have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for an experience, for a certain hatsala that they had. The common denominator of all of these individuals is that they were besakona, they were in some kind of danger, and they were saved from that sakona. And as a result of that, they have to make a bracha. The question is, what kind of sakona, how grave does the sakona, does the danger have to be in order to warrant this bracha? So that seems to be a debate amongst Rishonim. The Ramban comments that the term holchei midbaros is not a literal category, meaning it's not limited to people who travel in the wilderness, people who travel in the desert. Most of us don't travel in the desert. The Ramban says that even those who travel from city to city, those who are holech meir leir, they also have to recite a Birchas HaGomel. Intercity highways. The Ramban says even someone who travels on an intercity highway has to bench gomel. Why? Because he says there's a comment of the Yerushalmi in Source 2, that kol adrochim becheskas sakonahim, that all roads are becheskas sakona, they have an assumption, there's a general category that they're dangerous, there's a concern for danger on any road, says the Yerushalmi. So because there's a concern for danger, if a person travels on this road and then he comes to the city and he's no longer in danger, he has to recite a Birchas HaGomel. That's the position of the Ramban. But the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh claims that intercity travelers do not have to recite a Birchas HaGomel. He says, V'noagu ba'ashkenaz u'betzarfas, in Source 3, she'en mevarchem Birchas HaGomel kishahochem me'ir le'ir. Those who travel from city to city don't bench Gomel. Why? Desvira lehu shelo hitzrichu lehodos ela holchem midbarios. Only holchem midbarios, only those individuals who travel in the desert, who travel far from the Yishuv, far from populated areas, they have to bench Gomel. Why? Dishchichi bechayos v'listim, because holchei midbarios encounter a derech, they're on a road where it's shchiach, where it's commonplace to have wild animals, to have bandits, to have robbers. So because the sakana is shchiach, because it's commonplace, it's not just that there's a chashash of sakana, a concern for danger, but rather since danger in the holchei midbarios is commonplace, it's shchiach, that's why they must recite a Birchas HaGomel. But the Yerushalmi says that kol adrochim abecheska sakana. So why shouldn't you have to recite a Birchas HaGomel when you travel through any derech? Says the Rosh, Hod aminam b'Yerushalmi kol adrochim abecheska sakana lo amru ela le'inyan tefilas haderech bilvad. When the Yerushalmi says kol adrochim abecheska sakana, that all roads, intercity roads, are in the category of sakana, there's a concern for danger, that's regarding tefilas haderech. There are two principles here, says the Rosh. There's Tfilas HaDerech and there's Birchas HaGomel. Tfilas HaDerech means that a person who's on the road, who's going on a journey, and there might be a concern for Sakana, to such an individual has to daven, he has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Rachamim that he's not going to be B'Sakana. Shekol Adrochim Tzorech Odom Levakesh Al Nafsho, says the Rosh. A person has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to daven that he should be saved from danger. But that's only in a situation where there's a concern for danger. Aval Birchas HaGomel, says the Rosh, B'makom Toda Nitkena, that was instituted in place of the Karban Toda. And for a Birchas HaGomel, you have to go in a place where it's Shchiach Sakana. It's not enough that there's a concern for sakana, there's a chashash of sakana, but rather it has to be that sakana is commonplace, it's shchia sakana, that there are chayas, there are listim in that area. So when it comes to Birchas HaGomel, says the Rosh, only Hoche Midbarios have to recite Birchas HaGomel. The Rishalmi that says, Kol Hadrachim Mecheska Sakana, and it would seem as though those who travel on any road have to do something, they have to say something, that's not Birchas HaGomel, that's Tfilas HaDerech, that a person has to daven before he sets forth on his journey. So we have here a dispute between the Ramban and the Rosh. The Ramban says that the comment of the Yerushalmi, the Kol Hadrachim Mecheska Sakana, tells us that a person who takes an intercity highway, if there's a concern for danger, so then he must recite a Birchas HaGomel. But the Rosh disagrees, and he says that the intercity highway has a concern for Sakana. They might be Becheska Sakana, but it's not Shchiyah Sakana. So it's not enough in danger. The person is not enough in danger that he would have to recite a Birchas HaGomel. He must recite Tfilas HaDerech before he gets started with the journey, but he doesn't recite a Birchas HaGomel when he completes that journey. These two opinions are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Yutes Sif Zayin. This is in source 4. Ba'ashkenaz v'tzarfas em avarchem kesholchem me'ir le'ir, shlochivu ele b'holchem midbaros, d'shchichi b'chayos ros v'listim. In Ashkenaz and Tzarfas, in more Ashkenazi places, if you will, they don't make a Birchas HaGomel when they travel from city to city, because it's not shchiyach sakana. U'besvarad, but in Svardish places, no'agim levarich, sh'mipne shekol adrochem b'cheska sakana. The people, the Sfardim, are machmer for the Ramban. The Ashkenazim are mekel for the Rosh. The Sfardim assume, like the Ramban, that since Kol Hadrachim Mecheska Sakana, that requires a Birchas HaGomel. But the Ashkenazim are mekel for the Rosh, that those who are holech me'ir le'ir, they don't recite a Birchas HaGomel. Only holchem midbarios, only someone who's in a situation of real Sakana. The Shulchan Aruch does add that even the Sfardim would assume that if the journey is so short, then there's no requirement for Birchas HaGomel. Umiu bepachos mi parsa einam avarech. No one would say that less than a parsa you would make a bracha. What is a parsa? A parsa is 4 mil. A mil is about 18 minutes. So the poskim say it's not so much the distance, but rather the time. The time. It's about 18 minutes of travel. So 72 minutes of travel, that would be a parsa. So the Sfardim would admit that even if you go meir le'ir, if it's less than a parsa, if you're not traveling for about an hour and a quarter, you wouldn't say Birchas HaGomel. But if you do travel for an hour and a quarter on an intercity highway, since there is a concern for sakana, the Sfardim would say that you have to make a Birchas HaGomel. And there are Sfardi poskim who would say that if a person takes a daily travel of more than a daily route of more than an hour and a quarter on an intercity highway, he should bench Gomel. Ashkenazim obviously would not bench Gomel in such a circumstance because it's not a case of Shchia Sakana. The danger is not so common, it's not so commonplace, so therefore they would not bench Gomel. We find a similar idea, a similar dispute, when it comes to Cholash Nisrape, a person who is sick, who is cured from his illness. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch in Source 4 in Sifches. The Shulchan Aruch says, "B'chol choli tzorech levarach afilu eino choli shal sakana el kol sha'ola lemita viyaret." Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion that cholish nisrape includes anyone who was bedridden for a short amount of time, as long as he was bedridden, and then he comes out, he doesn't have to be in bed anymore, then he has to recite Birchas HaGomel. Even if it's not a choli sheyesh bo sakana, it's not a life-threatening illness. Says the Rama Haga, Yeshomrim Da'inam Mavarech Rak al Choli Sheyesh Bo Sakana. B'chei Nogim Ba'ashkenaz. The Rama quotes that the Minig Ashkenaz is that we only recite Birchas HaGomel on Cholish Nisrape for a Cholish Sheyesh Bo Sakana, someone who had a life-threatening illness. That's quite a difference as well. Once again, it seems like there's a Machlokas Mechab Rama, there's a Machlokas Sfardim Ashkenazim, whether the requirement for Birchas HaGomel applies to Cholish Nisrape, even if it's not a life-threatening illness, even if there is no shchiach sakana over here. A person who's bedridden is somewhat besakana. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, even that would require Birchas HaGomel. But the Ramah, l'shitaso, following the position of the Rosh, following the Chachmei Ashkenaz, assumes that unless it's shchiach sakana, unless the danger is really significant, unless it's a life-threatening illness, then there's no requirement to recite Birchas HaGomel. So here too, the Svardim should hold that if a person is bedridden even for one day, then they should bench Gomel. There are Svardim who are not so machmir. There are some Svardi poskim who assume that even if it's not a life-threatening illness, as long as someone is bedridden for 3 days, then he should bench Gomel. One day is not so significant, even for some of the Sephardi poskim. But according to the Ashkenazi poskim, they follow the Ramah, only if a person is actually in a life-threatening situation, and then he's cured from that sickness, then he would bench Gomel. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the idea of benching Gomel is not limited to the four cases that I mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, but really anyone who's bisakana, according to the Ramah, anyone who is in a situation where tshchiach sakana, where the danger is really more than just a concern, but it's commonplace, the person should bench Gomel. For example, if he's in a car accident, chas v'shalom, so there really is a concern for danger. If he skidded and he flipped around or something, or he was in a car accident with another car, so there's really a concern for danger, so in such a case, a person should bench Gomel. It's not limited to these four cases, but any time that a person is besakona, then he should bench Gomel. Many of the poskim assume that flying in an airplane is also a situation of sakona. It's a debate. Some say that airplane travel is so common nowadays that it's not a sakona at all, and some say that it really is a sakona because if something happened to the plane mid-flight, there really is no way to be saved from that situation. And there are those that distinguish between an intercontinental flight as opposed to a flight over dry land. A person who flies over the sea, since there is a little bit of sakana in airplane travel, and the person is going over the ocean, maybe he should be included within Yardei Hayom. So since Yardei Hayom, those who travel over the oceans do recite Berachas HaGomel, maybe such an individual should say Berachas HaGomel. But if it's a flight over dry land within the continent, these poskim assume that you don't recite Berachas HaGomel, and that's the common minig. Many claim that if you take an intercontinental flight over an ocean, then you should recite Berachas HaGomel, but if you're flying within the United States, let's say, over dry land, not over an ocean, then there's no requirement to say Berachas HaGomel. Why does the Rosh say that the only time that we recite Berachas HaGomel is if Shchiach Sakana? The Rosh tells us why. The Rosh in Source 3 says, "Avol Berachas HaGomel b'makom toda nitkina." Berachas HaGomel was instituted in place of the Korban Toda. Apparently, the Rosh assumes that the Korban Toda is only brought, the requirement to bring a Korban Toda when one is saved from Sakana, that only applies if one is saved from a situation of Shchiach Sakana, where the Sakana is very serious. But if the Sakana is not so serious, so then a person doesn't have to bring a Korban Toda. Says the Rosh, if Birchas HaGomel is instituted in place of the Korban Toda, then the same would apply for the Birchas HaGomel. The only time that you have to say Birchas HaGomel is if it was Shchiach Sakana, if a person was in a situation where the Sakana is serious. But if it's not so serious, then there's no requirement to say Birchas HaGomel. What does the Ramban assume? So he perhaps assumes that Birchas HaGomel was not instituted in place of the Korban Toda. Birchas HaGomel is a different obligation. Maybe the Korban Toda is an obligation a person has when he experiences a situation of Shchiach Sakana. But for Birchas HaGomel, it's enough that a person was in a situation where there's a concern for Sakana. The Ramban says that Birchas HaGomel and Korban Toda are not linked to each other. Arba Tzrichim Lahodos means that these four individuals have to recite Birchas HaGomel. And even if it's not Shchiach Sakana, they'll have to recite Birchas HaGomel. The Korban Toda is an obligation a person has if Shchiach Sakana. But the two obligations are not necessarily the same. Birchas HaGomel and Korban Toda do not have to be linked with each other according to the Ramban. According to the Rosh, they are linked with each other, and therefore, since a person is not obligated to bring a Korban Toda unless he is rescued from a situation of Shchiach Sakana, so then he's not obligated to recite Birchas HaGomel if he's not rescued, if he's not saved from a situation of Shchiach Sakana either. This idea of the Rosh, that Berachas HaGomel is linked to the Korban Toda, can explain a number of other very interesting halachas. We know that the common practice is to recite Berachas HaGomel after getting an aliyah in shul. A person who has to recite Gomel will get an aliyah, and after the aliyah, he recites Gomel. The truth is, even without the aliyah, he can still recite a Berachas HaGomel, but that's the common custom. And in fact, this custom is based on a comment of Tosfos. Tosfos in Brachos writes in Source 6, "V'nagu ha'olam levarech achashakari batorah." Tosfos makes this very point that the minhag is to recite Berachas HaGomel after reading from the Torah. Why is that? What does Kriyas HaTorah have to do with Berachas HaGomel? So the Beis Yosef quotes some who claim that, well, it's just a very simple connection, that we only recite Berachas HaGomel b'tzibur. We need a minyan. We need a minyan of 10 people. You'll take a look at the Rambam in Surah 7. The Rambam says, Arboa tzrichim lahodos, utzrichim lahodos b'fnei asara. There's a requirement to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a minyan, in a public way. So says the Beis Yosef, maybe that's why the minhag developed that we recite Berachas HaGomel after Kriyas HaTorah, because that's when there's a minyan. So it's just a technical requirement that you need the minyan, so therefore the minhag developed that we recite Berachas HaGomel after Kriyas HaTorah. But the Netziv in his Tshuvas Meishiv Dovar has a different reason. He suggests, you know why we recite Berachas HaGomel after Kriyas HaTorah? Because the Bima with the Sefer Torah is like a Mizbeach. And Berachas HaGomel is like bringing a Karban Todah. So just like when it comes to bringing Karbanos, we bring the Karban on the Mizbeach, so too we recite a Berachas HaGomel when the Sefer Torah is on the Bima, which is like a Mizbeach. So this idea that the Netziv suggests really seems to echo the Rosh, that the Berachas HaGomel is instituted in place of the Karban Todah, since the Karban Todah is brought on the Mizbeach. So we try to replicate that kind of circumstance. Since the Bima with the Sefer Torah is like the Mizbeach, so therefore we recite the Berachas HaGomel after an Aliyah when the Sefer Torah is by the Mizbeach. The Rosh's concept that Berachas HaGomel is instituted in place of the Karban Todah can explain another halacha. The Mishnah Berurah is medayek, he deduces from the language of the Rambam in Surah 7 that one has to recite a Berachas HaGomel standing. What does the Rambam say? Ketzad moda v'ketzad mevarech omeid b'neim mevarech barachat Hashem agomel achayav m'tovo shagmalani kol tov. The Rambam says, ketzad mevarech omeid b'neim. He has to stand. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It sounds from the Rambam that you have to stand when you recite a Berachas HaGomel. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, where did the Rambam get this from? Why should you have to stand when you recite a Berachas HaGomel? So the Chasam Sofer actually has an interesting idea. He suggests that maybe it's because of kavod hatzibur, that any time that you do something publicly, you have to stand because there's a tzibur there. So out of respect for the tzibur, there's a requirement to stand. A mashal akach, an example of this, the Chasam Sofer says, the Rambam paskins in Ilchas Megillah, that the Bal Koreh who reads Megillah for everyone on Purim is supposed to stand lechatchila. But the Eved, he doesn't have to stand. If he's tired, if he's not well, he doesn't have to stand. But lechatchila, one should stand. Why? Says the Rambam, out of kavod hatzibur. The Rambam in Ilchas Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, says that out of kavod hatzibur, it's appropriate to stand. So the Chasam Sofer says the same thing here. Since one is reciting Berachas HaGomel b'tzibur, so therefore it's appropriate to stand. But based on the position of the Rosh, based on the concept of the Rosh, you can suggest a different reason. The reason why one has to stand when you recite Berachas HaGomel is because it's like bringing a carbon. The Berachas HaGomel is in place of the Karban Todah. And just like the person who brings the Karban, the Kohen, and the Bailim who are standing there have to be standing when the Karban is brought, and so too, when a person recites Berachas HaGomel, one should be standing as well because it's instituted in place of the Karban. And finally, a third issue that might hinge on this question of the Rosh, that Berachas HaGomel is instituted in place of the Karban Todah, is what is the last time that one can recite the Berachas HaGomel? Let's say a person didn't recite Berachas HaGomel the first opportunity. So how long does he have? The Tur in Siman Reish Yutes writes that if a person did not recite the Berachas HaGomel at the earliest opportunity, he can recite it anytime he wants. He has Tashlumen Kol Zman Sheyirtze, as long as he wants. But the Beis Yosef quotes that the Rishonim are not so expansive in their understanding of Tashlumen over here. The Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, other Rishonim claim that you only have until 3 days or until 5 days after the Sakona is over. You don't have as long as you want. The Torah says, Kol Zman Sheyirtze, as long as you want, you can recite the Berachas HaGomel. The Ramban says 3 days. Other Rishonim say 5 days. They limit it. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch in Suas 8 says, Im Icher Yesh Lo Tashlum Levar Kol Zman Sheyirtze. Shulchan Aruch says, Me Iker Adin, we paskin, like the Torah, that is long. As long as you whenever you actually remember to recite the bracha, you can say Berachas HaGomel. But v'nachon shelo la'acher shlosh yomim, it's appropriate not to delay for more than 3 days. What's the basis of this disagreement? So the Beis Yosef explains, you know why the Ramban holds that you have to recite Berachas HaGomel within 3 days? That's because a person is not so excited about being saved from his sakana after 3 days. He's a bom in aderech. He comes home from the journey, and then for 3 days he has that status of coming home from the journey. He feels a certain excitement that he was saved from this sakana. But after 3 days, or after 5 days, according to other Rishonim, that excitement wears off. So once the excitement wears off, the chiyuv of Birchas HaGamol doesn't apply anymore. What does the tour hold? The tour probably follows the position of his father, the Rosh. The Rosh claims that Birchas HaGamol was instituted keneged the Karban Todah, in place of the Karban Todah. And we know that even if a person doesn't discharge his obligation to bring a Karban at the earliest possible time, he has a little bit of a leeway. He can still bring that Karban. So claims the tour, if a person has a leeway when it comes to Karbanos, that he can bring the Karban even after the original period of time, even after his obligation actually took effect, he has a little bit of an extra time for Tashlumin. So when it comes to Birchas HaGomel as well, you have extra time. We don't limit it by 3 days or by 5 days. You have extra time because when it comes to Karbanos, there's no limitation of time. So if when it comes to Karbanos, there's no limitation of time, and the Birchas HaGomel is instituted keneged the Karban in place of the Karban, then for Birchas HaGomel as well, there shouldn't be any limit. There shouldn't be any time limit, but rather when a person remembers to say Birchas HaGomel, then he's going to be obligated to do so. Thank you very much.